With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's the rider, Neil Atkinson, Stephanie Hennigan, John Gibbons and Adam Melia. We're not messing around. We come not to play this week on the Riders. We're going to rattle through 10 fantastic tunes and we're back chorus with the core crew, and that is exciting and pleasing in equal measure. Stephanie's just absolutely walked in, heart pounding. Well in.
Huh?
How's your heart?
Yeah. Absolutely. Clattered right the way through the room. Adam, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I feel very hydrated, so that's good. That's
but you keep having to go for a wee, don't you?
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the drawback. Because I went to the gym before and I must have had a litre and a half of water during that time, which is quite a lot. And but you're supposed to have that much, aren't you? But yeah, just needed a wee ever since. So yeah, other than that, but I'm fine. Yeah, you know, good, healthy,
good,
strong.
John, how are you? Are you good, healthy, and strong?
Yeah.
Good, healthy, and strong.
I could do with a good sleep. I feel, you know, I've been one of my sleeps this weekend is a belter. You know, a good late 9-hour effort.
Oof.
That's what I'm having.
I don't see it.
No.
Oh. Poor. You have a good sleep.
I'm going to try.
Don't let Adam get in your head.
No. Don't be lying there going, oh,
I just reckon John's going to be, you know, it's going to be up the wall, isn't he?
No, I'm not too bad this weekend. Okay. Yeah. So I think I could
see. Stop it with this negativity. Let the lad have some kip.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to be
negative. No, stress-free weekend. But more of that to come. Sure.
More of that to come. It says here. It's part. I mean, you know.
Part one and two.
Part two and three, Steph.
Part two and three.
That is all still to come. But I'm opening the show this week because this is an absolute banger, and I made up with it. It's from last year, but you know, I don't think you've heard it. And if you have, well, you should love it, and you can enjoy it again. This is Cakes to Killer with Gone Blow, and it features Rai Rai.
Rai Rai.
The beat. Just pump the beat, 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 just pump the beat.
I'm screaming.
Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low now, keep it low. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low now, keep it low.
Young God on the go. Make that money on a block or the pole. Let me make it hot. You just came cold. Backside on slip on your waist like so. How that? Leave a nigga on hold. Pull a car fast if you really tryna rock. Like, this jam gon' blow. Act like you ain't know. It's a mix up, spots in my sit up, sticking in my poom poom, trying to get my back stuck. Drink a couple shots, see how quick a bitch act up. Look at me to them, they really ain't stack up. Cuffing to blocking, just whipping and whopping. Keep a rotation while I'm sipping and shopping. Will never slip, won't be forgotten. I'm here to make it hot from the womb to the coffin. You ain't doing shit though, I ain't think so. Mouth so slick like some motherfucking Crisco. Trying to go paddling like the waves up on Cisco. Double that, triple that, trapping out the bando. Stack that, flip that, trophies on a man too. On vacay, tanning down in a sand dude. With a good tray built up like Rambo.
Rambo.
The beast, Kenny's, Kenny's. Make them dollars all advance on their feet. And I book down for a breeze on the sheets. Bustin' on the beast, cause they really want a piece. But what type of cans do you want me to be? What type of stunts is you paying to see? I can make a blaze raise the temp degrees. Weak in the knees, best believe. I'm out of your league when I wolf on the E. Sweating at your socks in your crisp undies. Lost your son, tryna get it like me. Just a minor pet peeve when I'm feeling sexy. Track stars in my DMs, tryna run game. Me, I'm on my stride, no swimming in my lane. Shorty been the same, hot shit maintain. Got a pain in my brain, it's a fire in my veins like.
Just pump the beat. Just pump the beat, 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 this shit gon' blow, this shit gon' this shit gon' blow, this shit gon' blow, this shit gon' blow, this shit gon' blow, this shit gon' blow.
This shit gon' blow. This shit gon' blow. Act like you ain't know. Get hit like a gun. Bitch, I'm the one. Ass weight heavy like a ton. They be throwing hella shade on my son. Bitch, I really came for the kiki. Lot of sugar in the tank, call me sweet tea. I be looking for the guys with the big meat. I know he wanna do me and my Vickies. Bitch, how they came through serving. I'm so tight like a motherfucker virgin. Killing these hoes. Purging, boom, boom, cat, cat, cat. I'm splurging. Look at me, I'm so dope. If you can't take, then your ass gon' choke. In other words, bitch, yeah. A bitch like me just drags. Been on the scene with a walk so mean. Been at the shit that the boys all fiend. Love down all the way. To my girls, run away. To the girls, run the globe. Nah, I ain't never gon' fool. I lead you bitches. I am the boss, I don't need you bitches. Cakes, I said cakes was good. Been around the world, but I came from the hood. My attitude like, yo, I wish a bitch would. You should listen up so it's really understood. I don't play all day. Got a total nigga, tell me swing my way. I can be what you want. A classy lady or a ratchet cunt.
What's
that's for? Cakes to Killer, Gone Blow, featuring Rai Rai. It's an absolute belt. The more Cakes to Killer stuff's out there, and yeah, it's terrific. Really, really like that, and like what else is going on there as well. What are we all up to? We normally do this, as you know, if you listen to The Rider for a while, we normally do it on a Monday. This week we're doing it on a Friday. We're getting ahead of the game. So what's everyone's plan for the weekend to come? I always love this sort of thing. John, what are you up to?
Well, I've just realised slightly embarrassing because I'm having you two over for dinner tonight.
But of course, yeah, it's both of us.
I know, so that's a bit awkward now, but I'll explain to Steph in the break what's happened. So, yeah, so that's happening tonight.
Play it cool.
I know.
No, what's happening?
So we're having a dinner party tonight. Laura's doing Burns 90 stuff. And then
we're commemorating something, are we?
Burns night, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've kept it reasonably secret.
I mean, it was okay.
So I hope you like Scottish food, because that's what you're getting. And then tomorrow...
I am brew.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Scottish food?
And then tomorrow, the weekend's generally quiet. I need to do a big run because I'm doing a 10K next Sunday.
What are you up to when you're running? It's running on there. No, let's do it now. What are you up to with your running?
I am not great. So no. I need to do a big run this weekend to get back in it for mental and physical reasons.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been out in the week, but only did a little one. But so that and then footy Saturday night, and then that's about it really. So I had a big sleep, which we've discussed.
Yes.
When do the big sleeps come in? Do you think you're going to manage it on Friday night or Saturday night?
Saturday night probably, because Laura's up early tomorrow, and I'll probably get back to sleep.
What's your sleep game for the weekend, Steph?
I'm planning on having a big sleep on Saturday. Yeah. So tonight, Friday. Well, coming closer. Is that close enough?
That is close enough.
Sorry, listeners. tonight I'm going over to my friends Leslie, and staying over. I have a room there now because they've moved house.
Phenomenal.
So I have a room. She listens to this. So hi, Lel.
Hi.
This happened in the past. I had
love
a lovely
you, Lel.
Time.
So yours sounds well better than a dinner party of mine, anyway.
Yeah. So I get to go and have a drink with her. And
is that in West Kirby?
It is, but not near the Morrisons anymore.
Okay. You saw where I was going.
Yeah, I headed it off out the pass. It's by, in fact, no. Do you know what? I'm not going to tell you where she lives.
That's
bit
fine.
Weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Bit weird. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm doing that, and then tomorrow it's...
But we now know it's not by the Morrisons.
I mean, that narrows it down. Then tomorrow I am going... I'm going out for brunch with my father because it's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Marvellous, where are you going for brunch?
We're going to that... used to be Mr. Miyagi's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does that do a brunch, does it?
Yeah, it does. A very extensive brunch menu.
Oh.
So going there. Happy birthday, Dad. Doesn't listen. Don't let him. I told him we have to pay for it. He's not... There's no way he's paying to hear me. And then I'm getting my nails done. And then I have not much to do. So, yeah, just working towards about having a big sleep.
I've just remembered something else I'm doing this weekend. It was my sister's birthday yesterday, so we're out for tea on Sunday. Well, it's 5 o'clock. What do you have at 5 o'clock? I reckon it's just about tea, isn't it?
That's tea. Where are you going?
Well, I'm not sure yet. We know Lark Lane. Yeah. I've told my sister wasn't sure, so I told her about the new toilets in Keith's.
You told her about the fire in Love and Rockets?
No.
There's a fire in Love and Rockets.
Yeah, it's too hot, if anything.
Oh, as in, like, there's been a fire, so you can't go?
No, there's a fire in the
bathroom. There is a log burner.
Oh. Yeah.
A log burner in the middle of the
bit. It gets hot, doesn't it? Hurts your face.
I don't think we'll go to Love and Rockets, because, like, we'll have kids and stuff. It doesn't feel, like, massively kid-friendly. So I don't think
a lot of splinters.
Yeah. What's going on with Esteban? Is it shut? Yeah.
Too hot, two splinters. It's shutting.
It's shutting, but as it shut?
No, it's going to rebrand as something else.
Yeah. No one ever shuts really now, do they?
No.
So we could do a last hurrah in Esteban. I might just see if they go to mine too, so I can have ribs.
Oh, there's that place with just the big burgers.
Oh, the
that meat factory or something.
Belly. Which is called Belly.
Belly?
Yeah.
What's Belly?
To be honest, like, I don't get to decide where we go at the best of times, so...
It's not happening here.
No, when it's my sister's birthday, I've got Bob Hope, so I'll go where I'm told.
That's... Bob and Non.
Oh, Bob and Non. Bob and Non. Steph, what are you playing?
Hang on, I've not finished. I was getting to the most important part of my weekend plans.
Go on.
So on Sunday... I am going to see Sasha Velour in town. Yeah.
In heaven.
My word.
So that's very exciting. So I've booked Monday off.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one Sasha Velour was when you said that last week, but now I know.
She's the ball drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay. I've just started rewatching it again for maybe the seventh time. Just rediscovering them all over again.
What are you playing for, Steph?
Don't know. Can't remember what I sent over. It just says Steph 1.
It does say Steph 1, yeah, because I sent this over before you sent over. So it's not the one that's the other one that's coming later on with the concert news attached.
That's helpful.
It's the one that isn't.
It's the one that isn't that one.
So what's that called?
I don't know at the minute. I'm trying to sort of...
anyone know?
Rattling through that. I mean, you know, what a development this is. Let's send this one out for the Sonys. Oh, and also the other thing that you do is you don't have my other accounts. I'm even going through on the wrong email account now trying to sort this out. So, Steph, you're playing. L. Watson with suspenders.
That is correct, Neil.
Thanks, Steph. The whole thing was a massive test and I've passed.
Light up what could be my face. Won't ever let loose your eye. Blindfolded, but I will wait for you. My heart is cold, I reach there. Dreaming don't work. I wake, breathe your poison, cause what else can I do? Smell like you kiss me shivers, pick you into something different, and it's bigger than I will ever be, than I will ever be. Falling but you grip me hard, babe, fingers in the holes of my heart, babe, put me on the floor, I am gonna bang. Suspend me. Light up what could be my face.
Make me spin around until I lose control. Let's pretend I don't care. Oh no, that you are falling in love with the feeling that we both know. You will never feel from me. Oh no, you will never feel from me.
L. Watson suspended.
What's he done? Three to 4 weeks.
You're suspended, L. Watson. Give me your gun and your badge.
L. Watson is... I'm just going to read this because it saves me having to do any thinking. L. Watson might not be a name you're familiar with just yet, but she's looking like a big name to watch out for in 2018.
Okay.
Signed at only 15, she released her first EP, Phantom, last year.
Oh, good.
Before dropping the understatedly grand Glued last month, which was produced by Clams Casino with a gorgeous
the
video.
Understatedly grand, eh?
How do you do understated and grand?
At the same time.
Doesn't... Doesn't work.
Maybe Gerard Depardieu could be understated and grand at the same time. I don't know.
It is hard. A tiny little grand piano.
Richard Griffiths maybe is understated and grand.
None of those people look at all like L. Watson, though.
No, I bet you they don't. But we're talking about the album. Ian McNeice is not understated and grand. He is just grand.
Who's that?
He's a fellow who's more chin than man.
Okay.
Shirley Bassey with the volume turned almost all the way down.
She hasn't got the range.
Yes. Brilliant. It's better on a Friday, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, Shirley. I love you. No, I love you. But you haven't got the range.
Anyway, yeah, that song's dead good. Do you know what? I tried to make people on my Instagram stories pick a song, and none of the miserable buggers would get involved. So I found that in about 3 seconds.
Aren't you a beauty vlog these days?
So happy to watch
you. Do you know what? I'm a master of all trades.
Sad girls.
They're happy to watch you doing your beauty vlog, but as soon as you ask them to shift their weight. Nothing.
And then after I said, like, you know, what's the point of you lot? But I did get some through, but by that point, I've done my own work.
People, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've
done my own work.
And by that point as well, you're also pissed off with them. You don't want any of their shit songs.
No, I don't want any of your shit songs.
You don't want any of your shit songs.
So you can stick your shit songs.
You can stick them.
Yeah.
Adam, what are you up to this weekend?
I'm arguing with your Instagram followers.
Yeah. I'm not on Instagram. I thought it was supposed to be positive, but it doesn't seem like it is anymore. It's gone bad, like they
it's
all
gone
do.
Bad.
They all go bad in the end, the social medias. I am going to John's house to drink Scottish wine.
You haven't got Scottish wine
but
yet.
First.
I might adopt the accent of Indiana Jones and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade all night, all the week. John, I'm here to see the tapestries. I'm here to see the tapestries.
If you are a Scottish lord, then I am Mickey Mouse.
I was being the Nazi.
I know you were, yeah.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
I'm here to see the tapestries.
How dare he? He hates Nazis, doesn't he, Indiana Jones?
He actually says that in one of the films, Nazis. Yeah. I hate those guys.
Nazis.
Revelation.
I hate these guys. and then I am going to... I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not doing that much. I'm going to the football on Saturday night. And then... To be honest, I went, it was one of them. Went on holiday last week, and I'm going on holiday again before the end of the month.
Oh yeah.
I've got stag do, so okay. I need to not do anything really for these next few weekends. Otherwise,
is it?
Jacko's.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's when we're in Stockholm.
No, I get paid in the middle of the month, though.
Where's he going?
So it's next month. This what? Is my issue, Steph, is that
is
I get paid in the middle of the month.
Issue again?
Yeah, possibly. I get paid in the middle of the month, except in a leap year.
Park life.
Yeah, so
that's not how leap years work, Adam.
Is it not? I'll get it one day. I'll get it. I'll get it. yeah, so no, I'm not doing much. What about you, Neil?
I'm escaping to the fair city of Dublin to be low key.
To float down the Liffey.
But also to float
say
down the Liffey.
Say hi to those guys.
Lovely
I like,
people.
I like Dublin.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Looked after you, then they go.
Yeah. Great setter, lads.
Great set of lads in Dublin. Excellent news, no, so I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fantastic. It'll all be done by the time that this emerges fully formed into society.
Yeah, you might have caused some sort of minor diplomatic incident by then. It's weird to think, isn't it?
Huh?
Neil? Don't know, we just might do something weird in Dublin. And...
Oh, yeah, and this'll be what's played on the news.
They don't do that, do they? They just put a picture of them. Here's Neil in happier times. Yeah. Before the
a friend of mine, when we all graduated from university, a friend of mine who was in the same class as me, Clark, he took one look at all of our graduation pictures and said, "If you ever get murdered, that's the picture that goes on the news." Yeah. And it's true.
Yeah.
Certainly, probably isn't now that we're 36. I think that maybe, but yeah. For 10, 12 years, it was. Yeah. It's true.
Whenever I take a nice photo, I do send it to Trish and say, "If I ever go missing, use this."
This one.
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
I think they just made your Facebook, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when my mum was in prison, that's what they did. There was like one of them on a camel they used a lot. It was stupid because it was
absolute
like.
Absolute dicks, aren't they?
Yeah, just me mum on a camel. Looking dead happy. Happier times. Here she is, smiling.
Pictured with a friend.
Here she is. Here she is, seconds before.
All stories that start when my mum was in prison are phenomenal. John, what are you playing for us?
I am playing. Oh, it's Vandalux, isn't it? Broken
it is.
Man.
Voices in
Vandalux.
Yeah, sorry, really old time cough. Broken Man. He is even white. He's Canadian from Vancouver, and he sings on this one. And I think he's, you know, got a nice voice. He should sing on more. It's not that new. It's from October, but I was put onto it this week by a blog.
Fair enough.
And so, yeah, I really like it. So good on him. No shows at the moment, but I'm sure he'll be bits in the summer.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be moving along.
Exactly.
Sons, lad. thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I was at the first. I was wondering if there was a Van de Graaff generator joke, but there isn't.
Never mind. Hey, there's not enough of them, is there?
I can't.
If you write one, though,
I can't force it, John. They're either there or they're not.
Yeah.
Should we have a chat about Gunge? I mean, you started talking about Gunge this week. Remember when Gunge was everywhere?
Everyone was getting Gunged on Saturday.
Get your own
telly.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah.
Me and Neil had to do an eating horrible stuff. Like, basically, a bus took a child this week on video, but with, like, Scandinavian stuff instead of Australian. Me and Neil had to eat awful Scandinavian food because we're going to Scandinavia.
And they want to, and so as a thing, they got us to eat
promo.
And did you get gunged?
No, we never got gunged. But I said it reminds me of getting gunged
because we were really nervous beforehand because we didn't know what it was going to be.
Oh yeah, they were very secretive.
Was it piss fish?
Well, there was one awful bit of fish that they all stepped back from and provided us with sick buckets.
Oh my! What? Hang on.
It was fermented herring, raw herring.
Yeah,
fermented raw herring that was in a can.
It smelled like sewage.
Yeah.
It didn't taste that bad, to be honest with you. Like, it was all.
Is it just once you get past the smell?
Yeah. The brine was the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was unreal. They provided with sick buckets.
That's bloody brine.
And when the can opened, firstly, it all sort of. I'm trying to think of a word that isn't ejaculated, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
The brine ejaculated itself out of the can, and the people who were watching the video to laugh at us actually literally ran 10 yards back from the stench. But all of this made us think of Gunge, and that Gunge was massive.
If this is leading to us getting gunged, I am not up for it.
I'm not for getting gunged.
No, I've got hair extensions.
Neil's going to press a big button. Gunge right now.
I'm just wondering why no one gets
is
gunged
this why
anymore.
I have to sit in this chair?
No one gets gunged anymore. Like,
Gunge, let's keep it that way.
I'm sure I once met someone, the person who invented Gunge.
Wow.
The Gunge guy.
Did they just put the price up too much?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I want to grant an episode.
The Gunge bubble.
Gunge.
Yeah, it's
the Gunge
bubble
burst.
The Gunge bubble burst
in the late '90s.
He priced himself out of Saturday morning telly.
Yeah. Made himself unbearable. People used to get into a fucking thing to get Gunge. Yeah.
I can't think of what it was replaced by. What happened after Gunge?
You used to vote for who you wanted to see get Gunge.
Yeah, on Noel's house party.
This is such an odd segment.
Even by our standards.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a real shame.
So we're not getting gunged.
Okay.
Remember Gunge, the good old days. Text in with your favourite Gunge related memories.
And fermented herring.
Yes.
Is that everything? What more can you ask for? This is Rico Nasty with Smack a Bitch.
Whoa. Yeah! Yeah!
Beats.
Sugar track. Don't worry about a bitch who never been in your place. Always moving silence, never question your faith. Always checking on your niggas, gotta make sure they straight. If I'm getting money, then you know we all gotta play. Since a baby in a tummy, mama knew I was great. They can play me like a dummy, they know what not to take. Fuck these niggas, cause the money, only thing I'ma take. Time is precious, that's the only thing I try not to waste. She hate cause I'm up and you can tell on her face. I've been eating so much, I've been saying my grace.
Thank God I ain't have to smack a bitch today. Huh? Smack a bitch today. Thank God I ain't have to smack a bitch today. Rolling out OG when I'm smoking my J. New car too fast, so I'm winning the race. Blast off fast car, cool breeze in your face. Don't hate on me, bitch, stay in your place. You rap about an Audi too much. Because my Audi paid off, bitch, hush.
Shut the fuck up.
Why she be yelling so much? If I see you in the streets, bitch, your ass is done. I don't need your opinion. Do what I fucking want. You such a fucking chump. Pockets all swole up some. Damn, bitch, you a fucking bum. See you, your ass is done. Case. Punch that bitch right in the face. Oh. Yeah. Sugar trap.
That's Rico Nasty. Rico Nasty with Smack a Bitch. Another absolute belter that I've pulled out this week. I'm really pleased with my songs this week, lads. I don't know if that's coming over in general, but I am really pleased.
The first two have been very upbeat, and is that your mood this week? Sort of, you know, bouncing
quite,
around.
Quite peppy.
Peppy, yeah.
Quite peppy. What's gig of the week, Adam?
Gig of the week. So Luke is.
Hiya, Luke.
Hi, Luke. I think his Twitter Steph. Handle is.
Oh, hi, Luke.
John.
Hi, Luke.
I think his Twitter handle is Overland Fish. Don't know what that means, but it sounds good. He's requested Sydney.
Yes. Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, a place that I.
Sydney Poitiers.
Yeah. I can't think of any others.
Sydney was the main girl in Scream.
She was, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I was thinking the other day how good Courtney Cox was in that series. She's really, really
she
good.
She is really good.
Because it's hard when you like a character that's symbolic.
I think it's a much underrated film for what it is. I think it's very good.
Yeah, it's clever too.
It is clever.
I think Courtney in general is underrated. I've met Courtney Cox.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. In Los Angeles in 2006.
And how was she?
Didn't understand a word I said.
Did she not?
No.
Did she not?
Really not. Really struggled.
Brilliant.
Found it really hard. Had a lovely PA.
Did she smile a lot?
Yeah. So between Ian Hart and the PA, they were translating to Courtney what it was that was being said to her, sort of broadly. Because she's perfectly nice, Courtney. Like, she's genuinely really nice. I liked her, and she, insofar as she understood the flow of conversation, seemed to, you know, she wasn't trying to get rid of you.
Jokes were explained to her, she laughed at them. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
She liked you as if you were like the Mexican president.
Yeah. But without any of the status of being the Mexican president, which made me like her. But I met Courtney Cox.
Good. I wasn't expecting it to go this way. So anyway, for Luke, I've selected going to see Bruce Springsteen and getting plucked out of the crowd. When he does Dancing in the Dark. Not really.
Mike Banners was over, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
And he was talking about, he just told me a story, which I'm going to tell now, about similar to what you said about like people not understanding you. And he said, when he says his band name's Banners, like, people don't know what he's saying because of the English accent, which is a problem because it's like his band and that's what he's trying to get across. So he has to go, Banners! And they get that. But now he has to go every time someone asks him, what's your band called? He has to go, Banners! And he feels like a twat every time.
Well, on that, when I was with Ian in LA, Ian would walk around. And if he wasn't just talking to me and Danny, who I was with, or anyone else who really knew him, he would adopt what I a New York accent.
Okay.
So he would talk in New York.
No, so he wasn't even going like cross Atlantic. He was like.
No, it's like he talked like he's like, you know, like probably like a therapist, a New York therapist would talk. And he's brilliant at accents. He's a lovely man, and he's a genuinely lovely man, and he's brilliant at accents, and he works really hard at what he does. But he would basically talk. So certainly to anyone. So for instance, you go to the restaurant and Ian has ordered because me ordering became an unmitigated disaster.
He's got loads of fermented herring.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Just a lot of cheese. I'd ask for no cheese on things because the cheese wasn't very good, and my God, there was a lot of it. And then I'd say no
American cheese.
Cheese
is awful, isn't
and
it?
Then I'd get extra
more cheese.
Yeah.
He wants more cheese.
He said something about cheese. That's all I got.
Yeah. And so things like that were happening. And so Ian would order in his New York accent, and then you get what you wanted.
See, I'd be okay because I can slip quite easily into Valley Girl.
Of course.
I'd be fine.
You're in a monologue.
Yeah.
I found myself
watch the Kardashians and you're fine.
The, like, annoying thing, that a bit, but just to emphasise that I'd finished because I think British people sort of tend to, like, sort of chew their
mumble a bit,
yeah, and like, and they don't know you're finished, so it was just like, yep, that's the end. Yep, now you.
Wow. Now you.
That with the arm. Yep. Gesture with the arm.
Gesture.
Your turn.
And you.
That was fun.
Yeah. Gig of the week, Adam.
Gig of the week, yeah. So for Luke, I have chosen Alice Ivy, and here she is with Chasing Stars.
John, it's from Sally.
Well, if you're worried, why don't you call her up? You've got her number in that little book of yours.
Nothing.
It's just about 8 o'clock in San Francisco.
Chasing Stars.
Yeah.
Cars and bars.
Cars and bars. Yeah. They go out all night. eating cars. Eats Cadillacs, Subarus. Something else.
Oh, dear.
These two.
Any other Alice Ivy news?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you where the gig is. So the gig is at the Hudson Ballroom in Sydney on Friday, the 16th of February. Alice Ivy is from Australia. So sometimes when I pick a thing that I haven't heard for a person that is from a place, I think, wow, maybe they already know them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't understand what you mean. That'd be my worry.
Yeah, so that was my worry. And sometimes, as I say, that I have that thought. But I thought it was good. So she hasn't had an album out, so she's quite new. So that Chasing Stars is a standalone single. She's had a couple of others last year. That is new this year. There are some other tour dates as well, but they're all so she's playing Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, you know, the Ashes, throughout February.
Excellent stuff. With a bit of luck, she'll do better than England. John,
she could be a one dayer.
Me again.
How was your holiday?
Oh yeah, really good, thanks. Yeah, I had a week in Egypt. And it was nice. It was just me and my wife, which was cool. And I spent some time together, like properly in it, without distractions.
Yeah.
Food was nice. Weather was good. And yeah,
you went on a camel.
I went on a camel. Yeah, I went on a quad bike on the. That was good.
Did you get a picture of you on a camel? Because that's going to be the one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The one on the news, isn't it?
Yeah.
John in happier times.
It's like self-fulfilling camel prison prophecy when you go to jail.
John with then wife back at Severington.
Yeah, here for context is John's mother also on a camel. What the hell is this Gibbons family? Camel obsessed.
From the jail birds. Camels this, camel that.
Camel obsessed jail birds.
Is it not on camels than in Nick?
Yeah. Grand theft camel.
Camels are there, they were telling me. To buy.
How much?
Camel game's the toughest game in the world.
Between 5,000 and 10,000 euros, they were telling me. It's a lot of money to like.
That's the top end of their bargaining, though, isn't it? Do you think they're expecting you to say 100?
I think you have to, wouldn't
you? Do it over three years and then pay off the balloon.
Camel options.
Yeah, camel options.
Yeah, like 20%.
Give it back for a new one.
There's no point.
Bigger hump.
Yeah. There's no point buying a new camel because it loses like three thousand euros value as soon as you've clopped it.
Clopped it off the minute you take it to the desert. Yeah.
So yeah, I had a nice time. Didn't read as much as I'd like, and it's hard to shut off. I was saying this to Adam before. Like, it's hard to completely close out the outside world. But you know, it was good. It was nice to get some sun. I'm definitely going to do something similar next year around the same time.
Yeah, it's
a good time to go away.
It's my second year in a row of winter sun, and I bloody love it.
Yeah.
Just light. Mm. Light, seeing some light. Mm. Sunshine.
So, yeah, I need to
remember that.
Decide where to go next year.
Okay. January last year.
It's not a hurry.
Well, what are you playing for us next, John?
I am playing Clune on it, with Hold On featuring Ivy.
Oh, don't you know what's been called? I don't know, I don't know.
That's Clune, Hold On, featuring Ivy.
Yeah, Ivy with an E on the end, spelling fans.
And all caps.
Yeah, and all caps. Ivy's Italian, Clune are Italian, they're all Italian. But I like Clune. I thought I played them last year, but I couldn't find any evidence of that, so I might have just thought about it and then not. But yeah, apparently they got their debut album at some point this year, so best of luck to them with that.
Excellent. All right, Steph?
Yes?
It was a big week.
It's been a big week.
For Steph and the Stephs.
For
your people.
For me.
What? Was this out of the blue?
It really fucking was.
Was it?
Yeah.
So do you want to tell the people the news?
So, Britney's touring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is very out of the blue. There's been rumours. Obviously, I'm on a lot of Britney fan accounts on the internet. I do maybe have a Google News alert set up. I do.
Is that how you heard?
No, I heard. She announced it when I was asleep.
God.
I can't believe I slept. Just through this important news.
It's good to wake up to, though.
Yeah. My cousin Stacey, who is also a huge Britney fan, it was the message I woke up to saying, have you seen this? It got me up, telling you. Didn't hit the snooze button that day. I was up. I think I've boxed the tickets.
Which one are you going to, Manchester?
Yes. Yeah. Tickets are sorted. I'm very excited.
I'm quite into the idea of seeing her at Brighton Pride.
Yeah.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scarborough? Fucking Scarborough. It's a shithole. Sorry, Scarborough, but it is.
Yorkshire's not done well today.
It hasn't, has it?
No, but come on. Scarborough's awful.
It is a mad one. The Brighton Pride, like I know a couple of people that are Brighton, they're very excited about it, as you would be.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think like she could do one night as well, and then like Brittany doing another. So Brighton Pride's going off this year.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure they always have a bit of a go, but
Brittany's wild.
Yeah,
The gays have lost their heads over it. I've seen a lot of very exciting. 2018 is coming up roses so far.
Do you think she'll do like a similar show to the Vegas one? Or is
it's the Vegas show.
Okay.
Yes.
On top.
Very. Very excited.
Doesn't she pop out of her vagina at one point?
So Neil has described to me in detail.
The Vegas show, there's this brilliant bit where she comes back on stage, and she comes on stage with a massive couch. I can't think of another way to describe it. That
a
is
sofa.
A sofa, which is in the shape of the shape and approximate sort of pink purplish colouring of a vagina.
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We're going to see something else.
I'd say, with a pole dancer's pole where the clitoris would be. And then she does another couple of numbers and she sort of is engaged with the pole / couch and so are the dancers. And then the thing floods.
Wow.
I always feel like that should have a spoiler alert, to be honest with you.
Glad this is marked explicit.
That's Britney for you. She's telling a very clear story about Britney's outlook, and I think Britney's outlook is that Britney gets weighed in.
In that sense,
fair play to her. She's Britney Spears, for fuck's sake.
Everyone deserves it.
Yeah. Everyone does, but especially Britney Spears.
Yeah. So.
It's sold out. Brighton Pride. Just had a look. Sold out. Oh well. Oh well. Nice while it lasted. Well done, Brighton lads.
Yes, there you go. Very, very exciting news. There have been rumours going around that she was going to do another Vegas residency. Can't speak today. But at a different hotel. And it turns out no. And there's also a rumour that she's going to do a Pepsi advert for the Super Bowl. Fucking hell.
You've got to watch them. What happened to Kendall?
Oh, yeah. But Britney's got a history with Pepsi. She's been a long-time spokesperson for them.
So you're going to play us? What are you going to play us?
So after all that, I'm going to play Britney. I'm going to play Get Back, which is one of the bonus tracks on Blackout, and it doesn't get enough love, and it should, because it's great.
The one and only Britney. Yeah. Yeah. You ready, B? I think you're ready. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you can't take a break.
That's Britney, Get Back from Blackout, which is the best pop album of the last 15 years.
Yes. It's now 10 years old. It's 10 years old,
it's
isn't
10 years
it?
Old, yeah.
10 years old. And still absolutely banging. So it seems as well that loads of people are very excited to see. I think because she's done the Vegas stuff and she seems to be in a better place. Loads of people who I normally wouldn't have expected to be asked about Britney are looking at getting tickets.
Exciting times. Mm. Exciting times indeed. All right, then. Other thing I want to talk to you about, Steph, while I've got you.
Yes, Neil, what would that? While I've got you.
While I've got you.
I've got your attention.
Yeah.
2 minutes to midnight.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah. So this is the closest that the Doomsday Clock has ever been to midnight, and the last time it was this close was during the Cold War. It's not great, is it?
It's not great.
Not great.
What are you doing about this, Steph?
Just panicking, really.
I sort of see as like you're like in charge of the clock.
Yeah, I did that thing in work today where I gave myself up as a massive fan of the Doomsday Clock. Because someone mentioned it offhand, and I was like, yeah, blah 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 blah. You know when you realise that everyone's looking at you and like, why do you know so much stuff about this very obscure topic? Because I'm obsessed with it. That's another Google alert I have. Doomsday. So, yeah.
So it has been actually highs and lows this week.
It has. not much to say, is there? Other than, I don't know. Today we were discussing, would you like to die in a nuclear blast or survive? And I chose die because I've watched Threads and surviving is not fun. What about you? Depends. Die, survive.
Depends what sort of state you're in, really.
It's just everything goes to shit, though, quite quickly.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I've seen, like, not nuclear ones, but when, like, watched, like, an alien thing that was heavy.
Yeah. I'd just rather die immediately.
I'd rather survive. Myself. Yeah, I'd bat myself to become, you know, warlord or something.
Wow.
New president.
You use this as a...
Eat
as
all of you. For a start.
Before you knew about it.
I think die has something to recommend it, but survive under the right circumstances and, you know...
Could be a roller coaster, couldn't it? Yeah. Dying's just... You're gone, aren't you?
You
Rubbish.
Are gone.
When you die, there's nothing. It's Partridge, sorry.
Yeah, all that's fair.
And again, I've had lots of people telling me about it. So thank you for telling me, but yeah, I did already know. I've kept an eye out. So.
Okay. Adam.
Hello.
What are you playing for us?
Hello.
This is London. DJ Cozy and Seeing Aliens.
DJ Cozy with Seeing Aliens. What's the best thing about seeing aliens, Adam? The little hands.
Going, I knew it!
Yeah, get to hang around with Fox Mulder.
Yeah.
Because he'll be there.
Yeah. I tell you what, that was some remedy going on in Steph's head there, wasn't it?
It was like stream of consciousness.
Stop!
Weirdly,
he's my first love.
Do you know what's weird is that?
And seemingly your filthiest.
Just got a Britney all over the chair.
John Gibbons,
go on.
Among other things,
you nearly middle-named me there.
I was off. I just don't know it. Tell me it now.
William for future reference. Yeah.
John William Gibbons. How dare you? What's the
David Duchovny is on in Sydney, and we had Sydney Gig of the Week, so I was nearly going to pick him. Oh. The David Duchovny Experience, what the hell that is.
It's his band.
Honestly, don't ask Steph.
Yeah. It's his band. I follow him, obviously.
That's quite mundane. I was hoping for something a bit better than just his band.
It's not very good. No. But
if I was getting the David Duchovny Experience, it was just a band, I would be disappointed.
Yeah.
Are we here?
Oh, yeah.
David Duchovny.
He played in Liverpool.
So,
sorry, I've been. Sorry.
DJ Cozy is a German DJ.
His
Hi Joe.
Hi Joe.
Doing the rider. You
doing the rider?
Yeah, I am.
No, it's happening now.
Doing the rider. We're doing AFQ. Go on, Adam.
I'm just talking about DJ Cozy. Do you like DJ Cozy?
Yeah.
Joe says yeah. So yeah, we just played his song "Seeing Aliens," which came out yesterday. He's one of you.
Very quick.
Well, he's from Hamburg or something, but he's one of your Berlin people.
Okay.
And he's got a new album out, and he's collaborating with Bon Iver, among others.
Who?
DJ Cozy.
He did that really good remix of Operator, didn't he?
Yeah, by Lapsley. Yeah. And his DJ Kicks album is also really good, but I'm sure his new album would be good too, and it's out soon on Pampa Records, whatever that means.
Wow, okay. Records that look after you.
Having a relax.
Maybe John, you look forward to Sound City?
Yes, I can't go, obviously, because I never can. But the lineup has come out, it's really good, especially the Sunday looks really, really strong. I don't know what's going on with our stage.
We'll get to that later.
We've probably got a stage at Sound City, which is really nice to them. I haven't replied to any of the emails or been to any of the events, so I'm a bit worried that they've swerved us. I will reply to an email going, still interested, guys.
Excellent stuff, John. You get on top of that. That sounds great.
But in the meantime...
You going to play something?
In the meantime, I'm going to play Baxter Jory, who is playing on the Sunday with Prince of Tears.
Everybody loves to say goodbye.
Prince, not Prince of, well, it's Prince of Tears. That is Prince of Tears, and that's Baxter Jury.
Yeah, it's from his fifth album, which is of the same name. I'm surprised he'd done five albums, but, you know, I suppose. The last one was It's a Pleasure, and I really, really liked it. And I haven't listened to this, too much of this one yet, but...
he's got a good voice, hasn't he? He's very big in France, you know.
Yeah, what he's doing, he's on a French...
I love that.
He's doing a French tour in March. Yeah, I can see why they like him. He's very good.
I'm always interested in what it is that they like. Because they are different. Aren't they?
I like to find
the
that
French.
Like,
they're quite singular. They like
just
they
quite,
they
quite
like
talky
they like.
Vocals, and that's quite big in France, isn't
Did
it?
Did you see the thing on the news about the French going mad for Nutella?
Oh, yeah, what was that about? Come on, France, you used to be cool. That's what I thought.
Firstly, how expensive was Nutella?
Yeah.
To start off with, but they were there's a supermarket in France that reduced it by 70%, and there were literal riots
fighting over it.
Why did they do that?
Do you know? Well, when they reduced it to 70%, it was still like £1.60 or something, wasn't it? It was very expensive.
Yeah,
it was fucking stupid.
But it did.
I was very disappointed in
them. I was disappointed because I don't expect the French to do stuff like that.
She just shrugged her shoulders.
They love a riot, though.
Onions.
They do like a riot.
Yeah, but for chocolate spread.
Well, you know.
Come on. Biscoff, I could understand, but not Nutella. Yeah.
Biscoff.
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 You fucking Biscoff.
Biscoff.
You Biscoff.
You Biscoff.
Ugh, Biscoff.
All right, then. we're gonna end the ride of this week, because I don't know how well we've done.
It feels slapdash, but sometimes they're the best ones.
Indeed.
Fingers crossed.
Honestly, we can keep telling ourselves that until the cows come home. So I'm gonna play us out. It's a belter, thanks to Steph.
What time do the cows go home?
Adam.
Where have they been?
Having a lovely time. Adam, you get off their backs.
Time is not...
thanks to John.
It's different in a leap year.
It's different in a leap year. They come out at a different time.
Let's go.
Ghost Music, Blind Spot, all the best.
Sports Social Podcast Network.